Jujube originated in China and has played a very important role in traditional Chinese medicine. Jujube is considered as functional food. It can improve the sleep quality and regulate the digestive system. Jujube cultivars were introduced to the United States in 1908, and currently they are widely distributed across the country. This fruit has very high potential in the Southwest United States because it's good environmental adaptation and also it is very drought tolerant. Interest in jujube is growing and farmers are requesting more information for cultivar selections for different uses like vitamin C source, antioxidant capacity, flavor, sweetness. So our objective for this study is to study the nutrient dynamics during jujube maturation. So the materials method, we have two locations, 10 cultivars from El Calde Center in New Mexico and 5 cultivars from Las Lunas Center. And for the vitamin C content, titratable acidity, moisture content, soluble solid, we use fresh sample, but for sugar composition, phenolic content, and DPPH scavenging efficiency, we use lyophilized sample. So let's see the results. When jujube fruits mature, it experiences 3 stages. Let's see figure 1. We can see jujube experiences 3 stages: creamy stage, half creamy, half red, and fully red. The figure 1, actually they are from the they are jujubes from the land cultivars, and the top row are from El Calde and the bottom row were from Las Lunas. We can see that on the same date, the fruits from Las Lunas were always more mature than fruits from El Calde. We can see the color differences because Las Lunas was about 200 miles south of El Calde, so it matured faster. So vitamin C content, we can see figure 2. We have 2 cultivars, Li Lan. The x-axis we have 4 dates, and the y-axis we have the vitamin C content. We can see the vitamin C content decreased significantly during fruit maturation, and blue for El Calde, red for Las Lunas. We can see that on the same date, the vitamin C content from Las Lunas was always lower than fruits from El Calde. This is also because the fruits at Las Lunas mature faster. And also, a mature jujubes contain about 241 to 375 milligram per 100 gram fresh jujubes. This is pretty high compared to other vegetables and fruits. We can see figure 3, x-axis we have jujube, broccoli, orange, tomato. The y-axis we have vitamin C content. We can see that jujube is really rich source of vitamin C. For the sugar composition, glucose, fructose, and sucrose, they are all increased during fruit development. Let's see figure 4. We can see that on the x-axis we have 4 dates, the y-axis we have the sugar content. We can see that the green are for the sucrose. Some cultivars, when they mature, the sucrose content were much higher than glucose and fructose, like Maya cultivar, and some other cultivars just like Sol. They have lower sucrose content than glucose and fructose. So all the cultivars I study, I put them into 2 groups, high sucrose group and low sucrose group. This is very useful information for functional usage, like because some reports saying that sucrose within with lower sucrose content and higher fructose content encased in the fibers in jujube may control the sugar level in the blood. This may be helpful for the diabetic patients. And so also during the fruit maturation, the soluble solid content increased, but the moisture content decreased. So some cultivars have higher moisture content and lower soluble solid content. They are suitable for fresh eating, while some other cultivars, they have lower moisture content and higher soluble solid content. These cultivars are suitable for drying. So, and also some cultivars, they are kind of in the middle and they are multi-purposes. So in summary, jujube is a very good source of vitamin C, and the content vary by cultivars. Also, based on their soluble solid content and moisture content, they have different uses. Higher moisture content, lower soluble solid content is good for fresh eating, and lower moisture content and higher soluble solid content, these cultivars are suitable for drying. Also, the sugar composition vary a lot among cultivars. Some cultivars have much higher sucrose content. Some cultivars have lower sucrose content. These might be useful information for functional usage. That's all I have. Thank you.